What are you drinking? Is that Seagram's?
No, it is a Mile High Spirits Fireside Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Oh, do you know if that looks like the bottle of...
It does. Especially from the way I had it like that. Yeah, definitely.
I was like, is he trying to kick it back to the high school days or something? Like, what's going on right now?
No, I mean, this is actually kind of a cheaper bottle. I think it's only like a $30 bottle. So,
yeah,
but it's pretty good for what it is.
Nicer than Seagram's.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. Seagram's is the garbage.
Seagram's.
Yeah. Let me put this in order for you. All right. In high school, drinks
in high school.
Skull vodka and Smirnoff vodka. Smirnoff when we were feeling fancy, Skull on a regular night.
All right, so really quick, when I worked for a couple local municipalities in the parks department, okay, the majority of vodka bottles we found were always Skull.
Yep. It's so cheap, dude. So cheap. It's disgusting, yep, but it's so cheap. Then progressed into college and focused a little bit more on beer, but mm-hmm, it was primarily Keystone Ice and Bud Light. Those were the big ones. Couldn't really drink or afford the fancy shit. So
understandable.
Yeah. Yeah. So then for hard liquor, we were always drinking like Captain Morgan and oh God, dude. What's the other rum that's just like Captain Morgan? Has like the octopus and the sailboat on it, and you know what I'm talking about? Slightly higher alcohol percentage. Tastes rum way better. And it's like similar in price.
Kraken? No. That's cheap.
Is it Kraken?
I mean, well, it might be cheap. I don't like rum and I don't drink rum. The bottle just looks fancy. That's the only reason why.
Kraken rum. Yeah.
It is a 94 proof. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's not Kraken. That expensive.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kraken. So then we started drinking Kraken. Then progressed into, like, went up to CSU, started brewing beer, which made it cheaper. So then I was just brewing and drinking whatever I could make. Unless I was at a party, and if we were at a party, man, then generally we were drinking on kegs of Bud Light or Coors or whatever. But then I started drinking a lot more, like, whiskeys. Primarily it was Jack Daniels and the occasional 151, hence the Connor story of breaking his nose and bleeding everywhere and all that good stuff. If you recall that from like two episodes or three episodes ago.
Yep.
Then it progressed into nowadays, I don't really drink all that much hard liquor except for really fancy stuff that is just like incredibly smooth. And now I just pretty much just drink tons of beer, man, whatever I brew, because now I can brew about 50 beers in about 2 weeks. Just takes me 2 weeks to brew 50 beers. And I can keg it ready to drink straight from the tap in about 3 weeks. And I have 3 kegs. So I can keep about 150 beers on tap in constant rotation at all times. And the 50 beers only cost me anywhere between 20 to like 50 bucks. So,
and that's... Yeah,
it is
after startup, because you got startup costs involved with it, but nothing crazy, right?
No, I mean, at this time, man, that was
when you were in college,
2013, I started brewing. So literally 10 years of doing this, man, I probably made my monies back. Well, and plus, man, the first kid I ever, or the beer brewing stuff that I ever had, mm-hmm, that was a Christmas gift. I didn't even pay for any of that. So I pretty much have been net positive on drinking beer for a very long time. Very, very long time.
Can you can your own beer? So yep, like if they sell like canning kits or like a, I don't know what that would be like, where you can seal the lid, mm-hmm, on them. So then like if you could take it golfing.
Yeah. Well, or there's reusable bottles where the cap is reusable and it just has a little kind of spring loaded.
The little O-ring thingy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you could do that. I used to have those, like, even a Mitch. Part of me kind of wishes I didn't, because I figured out a way to fill them up through my keg So I kind of wish that I had kept just a few of them to take them golfing with me, but it's nice to go out and buy a Breckenridge Brewery variety pack every now and then.
Yeah.
And drink something else for once, you know. So
sure.
But yeah, and Seagram's though never got into it, and I thought that's what you were drinking, and I thought I was gonna vomit everywhere.
No, I don't go that low. I mean, I'm all about kind of cheaper, not cheap whiskey. Like,
yeah,
Makers is kind of the bottom for me. It's usually like $25. Yeah. I love Makers, but I also love good whiskey too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm a whiskey guy. I kind of got away from beer. I started more with beer, and I started like right away with like heavy IPAs, double IPAs. Yeah. I loved them. Like, they were my favorite. And like, don't get me wrong, I still like them, but I have like one and I'm like, oh, okay, no more. Where's the Bud Light?
See, and I like the heavy beers, man, because they fill me up so quick and my body's like adjusted to it. So I can never get drunk. Like, like uncontrollably, like disgustingly drunk anymore, because I just get too full too quick on beers, and it keeps me very reasonable. And
yeah,
because I just don't care to get drunk anymore. As you could tell,
yeah,
I've been getting drunk for a long time, and eventually you're just kind of like, all right,
you get tired of it.
No, that was fun. Like, yeah,
hopefully you get tired of it.
Yeah, everyone always has like every now and then those nights where you're just like, I don't care. I want to smell colors and see sounds and fucking black out for the whole weekend, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, if I were to get like blackout drunk, or not even blackout drunk, but just like reasonably drunk and only drink IPAs, I would shit my pants the next morning. I would probably shit my pants in bed and just wake up and be like, damn it again.
On the bright side, man, you get a call in sick from work, so you know.
No, I don't, because there's nobody to cover me.
you're your own boss. You can't.
It's like one of those things. Like, it would have been last Friday, we went to a couple of our friends' house who live just less than half a mile away from us to watch the Nuggets game, and you know, the game ended at like 9.
Yeah.
And we quit drinking at like 1:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
And then I had to get up at 5 to go to work.
Ugh.
And I'm like, I thought I was past this, but it's like one of those things. I woke up in the morning, I'm like, hey, I feel pretty good. And then you're just sort of like,
an hour or two later, you're like,
I don't
feel
like
so good.
8:30 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, I gotta find a bathroom quick. Nah, actually, I actually didn't feel that bad at all.
Yeah.
I will admit, like, if you wake up, like, and you know this, if you wake up and you're pretty hungover, or like you're about to be hungover, and you just go out and do like physical labor, or you're forced into doing something like that, yeah, you don't ever really get that. As long as you're drinking water, you're all right.
Yeah. The things that I've learned, man, when I know I've drinking too much and that I'm going to be hurting the next day, I have a very simple setup, and it seems to just be my cure-all. I've figured it out to a degree. Unless I'm like ripping shots, like getting really fucked up, like can't walk kind of fucked up. But I would never promote anyone to drink like I used to, man. It was reckless. But you know, I would go home, I would drink, I would take about half an hour to drink like 2 cups of those like Dickie's barbecue cups, right? Massive.
Okay.
I drank like 64 ounces, right? It was ridiculous. Oof. And I would take...
Of what?
Just water.
Oh, after you're done drinking. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I would take a vitamin. I would take 4 ibuprofen. I still do this today. And I'll take a Pepcid, because Pepcid kills that stomach acid for 24 hours. And I swear, dude, my body just, it needs that when it's hungover. So then I will set more ibuprofen by the bedstand. I know that I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night, like feeling hungover and drunk again. And so I need a glass of water prepped, some ibuprofen. Yep. And if I wake up at like, call it 2-3 a.m. that's usually when it is, the, when the magic happens. I wake up, I drink like half a glass, I take more ibuprofen, I go back to bed. And usually I wake up and I'm okay at that point. And then
yeah,
it's really just about like eating some breakfast, drinking some coffee, and then just staying on my feet, moving around. And then I'm okay.
Right.
I'm more than okay.
Yeah.
Like feel completely fine. Like nothing happened. And that's about it. But the vitamin is really important because of the vitamin B. And then, so my older brother, who he's one of his good friends that I'm friends with too, or whatever. This guy, Greg, who's a doctor, he said that one of the primary reasons that your body, besides being dehydrated, goes into the shock, into a hangover state, is because you also absorb a lot of like salts in your body and in your bloodstream.
Right.
Right. And one of the best ways to supplement electrolytes and salt and get your body back up and running like really quickly from a hangover is, he said, drink water, take ibuprofen, a vitamin, and eat pickles. Pickles
I love pickles.
Yeah. If you chow down on just a couple of pickles, man, and this is a reason why, like, they say, like, greasy hamburgers will always, like, cure the hangover because there's pickles in them. And the pickles will replace a lot of, like, salts, electrolytes, vitamin, tons of different vitamins, dude. All of this stuff that your body lost from drinking and becoming dehydrated. So if you can do those, like, three or four things or whatever, then it'll, like, cure your hangover, apparently. And so he would, when he learned this or whatever, because him and my older brother still party all the time. So he says, like, even when he goes to, like, Desert Hearts and shit, dude, he will always bring a jar of pickles with him. Into the desert.
People are just like, look at this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, I swear it works. And I'm just like, I like pickles, man, but I don't think I could just chow down on a pickle when I'm super hungover. That is a very acquired taste for me.
I could definitely do it like while I'm still drunk. You know what I mean?
And
like,
that might
before I went to bed.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think I could just like wake up 7 a.m. like, I'm about to puke. Give me a pickle.
I think that might be the time where it's too late, because your body's, when you're really hammered, like about to go to sleep at 1 a.m., that's when your body is probably the most deprived.
Right.
You know, well, probably I shouldn't say the most deprived, but when it's like, it's really starting to feel like, oh, fuck. This idiot stopped consuming all liquids, all solids, all everything, and it's like desperate. So, anyways,
we kind of do a similar thing. Me and my roommate, like, if more her than me, like, if you get home or whatever, you get back after a night or whatever, and you're just sort of like, oh, this is gonna be bad. We do kind of the same thing. We drink a ton of water. We always take ibuprofen, maybe a Pepto-Bismol tablet, and then one of her nurse friends told her it's still a vitamin, but it's prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
Folic acid. Yeah. That's what she'll take. I've taken them some too. And you just wake up in the morning, like, you might feel kind of crappy, but it's not too bad. You know, by like 10 o'clock, you're fine.
Yeah. Margaret will take prenatals to help the hangover. I'll take just like standard vitamins, but that's what those hangover packs, those liquid hangover packs that they make.
Yeah.
If you look at the backside of them, and this Greg, my doctor friend, he literally was explaining to me, he's like, dude, these hangover packs is literally like, it's literally a mix of just like vitamins and electrolytes and pickle juice, water. Like, it's stupid. Like, you don't have, you could buy this to simplify it, but he was like, if you're also a financial guy and you're trying to save pennies on the dollar, like, just buy vitamins, ibuprofen, and pickles separately, and you'll save yourself a ton of money.
And right, because you could buy a jar of pickles, vitamins, ibuprofen, you know, that'll get you through a whole year for the price of, like, two of those things,
Yeah, exactly. And that's where he was just like, they just figured out that that's the way to do it, essentially. So you take these hangover packs, or you do all this I don't know if it's best to do it in the morning or before you go to bed, but I don't know. Anyways, next time you're drunk, Gage, try and before you go to bed, drink water, eat some pickles, take a vitamin and ibuprofen, see what happens.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that out.
Maybe tonight.
Yeah. No, I got nothing else to drink. I literally had like...
YouTube videos done?
I had like a shot. The YouTube video's done. I'm celebrating with one shot that was left in this bottle of whiskey.
I had a schedule. It's great.
I had a schedule. I finished it like a couple hours ago. I was actually able to sit down and eat a dinner instead of in front of the computer because I didn't start until Tuesday. And Robert, it's like 11 minutes, but it's not great.
That's fine.
The audio's good, but you know. So...
Yeah.
Little teaser for you. It's about SimCity and City Skylines over the years. So during a part of it, I was talking about the original SimCity from 1989. Yeah. Well, I have no way to play that game. I mean, I guess I could. I didn't want to have to set up DOSBox. I didn't want to have to. Yeah, I wasn't in the mood. So I knew one of my favorite YouTubers, LGR, who is just the best. If anybody's bored, go look up LGR. He does all like retro gaming stuff and like just old computers, old technology, that kind of stuff. And so I knew he had footage. So I took his footage, but I actually emailed him and asked him like, hey, bro, can I use like a minute of your footage? That's all I need. Because he had like really nice footage. Like it looked great. Like it's the best footage in my video. And so I emailed him and I guess I could pull it up here. And like, I wasn't exactly expecting to hear back from him. So I emailed him, you know, a couple days ago.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
And yeah. I was actually thinking ahead of the curve, Robert.
There you go.
And so I asked him, I'm like, hey, I don't have any footage of the original 1989 version of SimCity. I was wondering if I could use some of the gameplay footage from your video, SimCity 30 years later, a retrospective. I'm just using the footage, not any audio, for about a minute. If you would like, I told him, I was like, if you want financial compensation for use of the footage, please do not be afraid to hear it, to say so. And then he responded within 45 minutes.
Oh,
a guy with 1.6 million subscribers responded in 45 minutes and said, go for it. So long as the original video is credited somewhere, then use what makes sense, with a smiley face. And then he said, thanks for asking.
There you go.
And I'm starstruck.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm like, I just talked with this guy that I've spent hundreds of hours watching him.
Yeah, dude, you should see if you guys can do a... collaboration video.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he wants, is
I'm serious.
Collaboration with
Fuck
me
it. Yeah, dude, YouTubers do. Okay, I will put 10,
if we got a collaboration with him, we'd be set.
I will put $10, $20 on the line, Gage. That's enough to go grab like a beer and an appetizer at Twin Peaks. I'll put $20 down on the line that if you emailed him and said, hey, dude, I really want to do a collaboration with you because you do all these retro games. We're a gaming channel. We've released a little bit of City Skylines footage and stuff when we first started. We're looking to get back into it, though, with the release of City Skylines 2. Do you want to do a collaboration with us and just say we're looking to just kind of combine some like footage, get some like perspective from two gamers on City Skylines 2, what we're excited about, what we're not excited about. See what he says. And if he says, I would love to do a collaboration with you guys, send me your footage, you have to buy me a beer and appetizers. If he doesn't, I will buy you a beer and appetizers.
I don't want to put my reputation on the line.
Why not?
He's going to laugh at me.
No, I give me his email. I'll do it.
No.
Well, too late. I mean,
his email's on his page.
I was going to say, I'll go find it. I'm going to listen to this podcast, go find the email, and then I'm just going to email him anyways.
But
I think about emailing.
Check it out sometime. He's great. Anybody, check him out. It's a great channel. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I was thinking about emailing City Planner Plays, because he's huge into City Skylines, and I love this game. He's one of the guys that kind of helped me get into the game to begin with, man, because his cities were just so good. They looked so good, and I was like, I could fucking do that, man. That looks fun as shit. Like, I want to do that. And then they all turned out like garbage.
With every video, right? Yeah, yeah. Any video you see on YouTube, oh, I could do that.
Yeah, and then they all turned out garbage. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch this guy play. Because truly, have you ever seen him? City Planner Plays?
Uh-uh.
Okay, you should go watch him, dude.
I know he's popped up on my YouTube channel before
oh my
for
God.
Recommended. Yeah. But
his cities look so good, dude. So, anyways, we'll let's jump back into the City Skylines 2 conversation later in this podcast. I want to backtrack here a little bit to the Nugget, your drinking night and watching the Nuggets game.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Okay. So
it was great.
You know, we're a gaming channel. We're going to go with a little bit of a sports talk game. So
sorry. We talk about sports sometimes. We talk about the Avalanche last year. Yeah.
So, Nuggets won, dude.
They won it all.
Fucking won, man. That's so awesome. Wait. You got to hit it a couple times.
Oh. It doesn't work so well on this thing.
Oh. You need to edit the clip and get rid of... There's probably like a little like...
Oh, I could do it because that's... Do you remember...
You know?
What? I don't remember. Is it the voicemails intro or something? One of them, we at the end of it, it goes... Burr, burr, burr,
burr, burr. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I think it's a...
What was
in a world full of missing
was thunder? There's like lightning, or just like super close.
I thought you ripped ass.
No, I wish it would have been a lot funnier. Wait, hold on. We'll play the voicemail one. I think it's
in a world full of misinformation. Two
or three
below average podcasters try to do the impossible and answer your burning tech questions. It's time for voicemail.
See, you've totally done it before.
Yeah, I did it once before.
And those voicemails are racking up, dude. We probably need to answer a few here.
We probably do. Yeah, maybe next. Is this a teaser for next week?
Yeah, it
is. Some voicemails?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Juice drop. Boop. So the Denver Nuggets, they won it all, dude. They won it all. It's been 47 years?
47 years.
47 years, dude. And they finally... took it home. And let us tell you guys, Denver's been a hot city to live in when it comes to sports teams, man. We had the Broncos win, right, in parade, like what, 10?
Yep.
Well, how long ago? 8 years, 7 years
ago?
It
was 2016, yeah, so 7 years ago now. It's crazy, man.
Didn't feel like
they've been bad for 7 years.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
No.
You know, then we had the Avs win last year.
Yep.
Then hell, I think even like the Rapids or something. Some like
they won. That was quite a while ago, but the Rapids won quite a while ago. Last year, the Mammoth won.
The indoor lacrosse team won.
Yep.
Mammoth's indoor lacrosse team won. And let us tell you guys, all of those parades, man, tons of fun. When the city won, it felt like a win. We celebrated together. We partied together. It was the binding factor of what brought the city together, and everyone had a great time. It was the glue, right? Yeah.
I had a great time down there last year celebrating the Avalanche, yeah.
Yep, it was fun, it was safe, it was fantastic, it was just an easygoing thing. I can't say the same for the Nuggets, man. And is it just this genre of sport that produces like this type of people or something?
Or is it just a coincidence? So what I will say about the night the Avalanche won, Denver canceled all the watch parties for the Avalanche down there, except for at the Pepsi Center. So there wasn't a lot of people downtown watching it, where they didn't do that for the Nuggets because there was something else going on when the Avalanche won. And I can't remember what it was, but they didn't let the watch parties happen at the school and stuff, where the Nuggets, they still had all that going on. So there was a lot of people down there.
Yeah. So... And we'll say, man, that was a fantastic game. That was an insane game all the way through it, man. It was a nail biter. They were down by 10, down by 10, down by like 4. Then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, they bring it back. By the end of the third quarter, they're bringing it back. By the beginning of the fourth quarter, it was like neck and neck. All of a sudden they pull ahead. Then it looked like the Heat was about to be able to rebound and come back. And all of a sudden, boom, we win. City goes nuts. and not in the way you want it to go nuts. Not in a good way, man. We're talking
not really.
No. There were some cool things, man. Gordon, one of the players, Gordon, he went out into the streets and fucking party, dude, with everyone. He was dancing in the street, drinking, said, fuck this. I'm gonna enjoy this. I don't even care. Like, he had a great time. All the way up until 11 people were shot. And then that was kind of the
yeah, put a little bit of a damper on it.
A little bit, yeah. And yeah. Our condolences go out to, I guess, if anyone knows the people that were injured or shot, because it's incredibly sad to see, man.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a good time, not that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to be a good time and not that, man. And I didn't read the full article, but from my understanding, it had to do with a drug deal, which could or could not have been related back to the actual game. If it was fans, if they were partying and celebrating, how it really happened. Gage, do you have more details on it?
No, I don't. They haven't really released anything. They think it was a drug deal.
Yeah.
That went bad. And there was some, you know, 20, 30 shots fired in the matter of a minute, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not good.
And that was not good. That happened about 1 a.m. We had some friends. Me and Gage had some friends that were downtown. It was a little scary. Didn't really find out about that they were even downtown until the next morning. And, you know, luckily they were safe. So, and it sounds like I haven't really gotten an update, I guess, on the other 11 people. Hopefully they're okay. But then we think, oh, okay, well, everyone was really drunk. It was the middle of the night, dude. You know, there was drug deals. It's downtown. Downtown's a little dangerous, especially at night here in Denver, in particular. Yep.
Not like it used to be.
No, it's why I don't really go downtown anymore. And so then the parade was today to celebrate. And everyone's like, cool, it's going to be great. Let's pull ourselves back together. Let's not have a shooting.
Let's not embarrass ourselves.
Not embarrass ourselves. Yeah, enjoy ourselves. Be a team, a city, love each other. Boom. Cop gets run over by fire truck. What the fuck, Denver?
And not only that, Nikola Jokic's wife got hit in the head with a beer can. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Somebody was chucking a beer can up to Jokic.
It was
to
during that whole thing when that fire truck was like completely surrounded by people.
Yeah.
People were like throwing all that crap up there, and somebody hit her in the head with whatever, but like,
yeah, but she's probably like, holding her 1 year old or 2 year old daughter.
Jokic had the daughter, I think, at the time. Nikola did,
which is probably smart.
He had the daughter up front pretty much the whole time on the fire truck,
yeah, which is probably smart. And he's a tall, lengthy dude that could, like, something went wrong, like, he's probably going to be the savior of that child that's going to grab everyone and hold her above the crowd. So, so the story in Mitch, who wanted to podcast tonight, but apparently couldn't find his headphone or his microphone. He was downtown today. I was with him online like 10 minutes before this. And he said he couldn't find his microphone, but anyways, he was downtown. He was celebrating. He said that it was kind of close to him, this whole thing that happened. But he said that basically, man, the fans wanted to start kind of rushing the street, and they were starting to push the security guards and the cops. And so people were getting testy. The cop felt unsafe. So the cop backed up and
towards the fire truck
to try and keep people away from it. And then the fire truck just kind of bumped him. People started screaming, but it was so damn loud and people were bum rushing the fire truck so hard that the cop like fell over, and then the fire truck ran over his legs and he had to go into emergency surgery. And there's a chance that he may even lose his legs, his limbs, right? Is that right?
Yeah. Gage? They haven't said anything. They just said that there's a risk of limb lost, basically, is what they said. Yeah. And so he's at Denver Health, and not good.
It's fucking sad, man. Why can we not just control ourselves, dude?
I know, but like, you know what? I was at Nina and me and Jeremy and all of us. We were at the Avalanche Parade last year.
Yeah.
It didn't get like that. They weren't like trying to bum rush it. Like, you know, you're pretty close to the fire trucks with the players as it is. Like, you don't need to go run up there.
No. Like, what's the point, dude? To touch the fire truck? What the fuck are you going to do? Like, you ain't climbing
it. I touched
the
fire truck that touched Jokic. Like, cool, man.
Yeah, you're not going to sell your hand now for $30,000. Like, so what are you doing, man? Take your picture, enjoy it, celebrate it, be in the moment, and move on. Don't push a cop into a fire truck, dude. Like, that dude was just trying to enjoy the parade just like everyone else. Y'all had to fucking chop his legs off. You know? Shithead move.
Yeah, not good. No. It was a bad look.
No.
But go Nuggets. Yep. It was cool to see him win, so.
Go Nuggets. Very exciting, man. Love it. Let's just, friendly public reminder, guys. Just, let's just try and love each other.
Just chill out a little bit. Yeah.
Drink a fucking Kraken. A cold Kraken. No? Beer? You want to know what
cold
I'm drinking?
Cold snack. Get yourself a cold snack. Oh, really quick before we go there. Did you see the picture of Jokic drinking a Montucky cold snack up on stage?
No.
And what a 12-ounce beer can looked like in that dude's hand?
No.
It looks like a toy, like a fake beer can. It looks hilarious. I'll see if I can find it. A buddy sent it to me earlier, and it's like, like one swig, and he probably drank the whole thing.
Yeah, I believe it. That dude is beyond massive.
Yeah, I mean, he's 7 foot tall, so.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Here it is. Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah, dude, that looks like a joke. It looks like a 8-ounce Red Bull in his hand. A 4-ounce Red Bull in his hand.
Right.
It's a 12-ounce can. Holy crap. Yeah. Maybe it was the angle of the shot, too, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to help, but.
Yep. So anyways, yeah, go Denver. I'm assuming maybe it was just, I hope it was just a coincidence, but you know, I think we could all put our best foot forward, which I'm assuming that there were a lot of people that were, some people that were just, they got too excited. Some people that couldn't control it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Except for when it injures people, not as cool. So hopefully though, we can do better next time, right? Represent our city just a little bit cleaner, you know,
right? Please. I don't know. Denver's kind of a disgrace anyway anymore.
Yeah. I got my own thoughts on that.
that's a different podcast. Yeah, anyway, different podcast. Are you drinking?
You will never, ever guess what I am drinking here, Gage. What does this look? It's a dark beer. I'll tell you. I'll even give you a big hint.
Is that Seagram's? No.
No.
Did you make it yourself?
I did. I need you to guess not only the type of beer that it is, and you already know I'm into heavy stuff. You're never going to guess though what like flavor of I'll even tell you, IPA. It's an IPA.
Okay.
You are never going to guess what flavor of IPA this is. Think outside like IPAs, you've got, I mean, cold snaps, fruits, exotics, coffees, you name it, dude, right? You've got all. Go ahead and just take 3 shots in the dark. And it's really random.
I wouldn't even. Well, then I won't be able to guess it because I always just think like, oh, it's probably fruity. It's summer, right? But it doesn't look like that.
Kind of, not really. It's kind of an in-between. It could go winter or summer, really. There is fruit in it.
There is fruit in it.
I think it's, yeah. Yeah.
Is that fruit? Does it have like a chocolatey coffee kind of part in there? No.
No.
I have no idea.
It is a raspberry milkshake IPA.
Ooh. And how is it?
You know, The first beer I had of it, I was like, this is disgusting. I can't believe I made this. I took some of the when you're producing beer, man, there's some sludge almost, I guess, is the best term to use.
Okay.
That could form kinda at the bottom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you gotta clear it. So I cleared it, and then I had a beer. I don't think I cleared it all. So the first beer I had was like curdled my sludgy stomach almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to dump it. I'm going to dump all 5 gallons of it. And then I cleared it out a couple more times to let the beer settle. And this is delicious, dude. This is actually amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised. And I was a little skeptical at first because like there was tons of ratings at 4.7 stars. I was like, no way. Raspberry milkshake? Fuck off. No way.
Is it pretty heavy? Like, if you were sitting around playing video games, or how many could you drink before you'd be full on it?
3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not one of those like Christmas ones that's like, you know, Spruce Tree. That Breckenridge Brewery literally makes it, or like their mint chocolate chip one, and you're just like, one and done, dude. That's it. No way.
Gotcha.
You could drink more of this. It kind of sits in between, you know. Definitely don't think you could push more than 3 or 4, but depending on the night, you know. But surprisingly,
All right, you talk about pouring it out, whatever, when you first tried it. Have you ever brewed a beer that you didn't like and then you dumped or got rid of, or do you pretty much always try and finish it?
I've never once dumped a beer. I've always been able to brew a beer that I liked, and it didn't go sour, didn't go, because there's a lot of complications, man, with brewing. You got to do a lot of sanitizing. If it gets infected, the whole beer goes really, really sour or super, super bitter, and it's like undrinkable. I haven't really had that happen to me. Haven't really brewed one that I haven't liked. I'm kind of, I don't know, man. I enjoy beers a lot in all of them.
Compared to buying beer or, you know, whatever, even if you're at like a local brewery or whatever, if you could have unlimited beer that you've brewed or unlimited whatever beer in the world at, you know, is there one you'd prefer? I'm trying to think of how to put this in words. Like, how does it hold up compared to going to the store and buying a 12 pack?
I absolutely love the beer that me and my dad brew, man. I think it's great. I think it's, some of it's even better than the store-bought stuff. So, for example, we went camping last weekend up to Red Feather Lakes.
Right.
And we had brewed a Corona knockoff that we dumped also.
Oh, that was the one with the tequila, right?
Tequila and lime juice in.
Yep.
And it was phenomenal, dude. It was, it tasted way better than Corona. Got you way more drunk than Corona, and it was delicious, and you could just pour it out the cup. Like, we got ourselves in trouble when it started raining and we had to sit under the awning drinking for an hour and a half next to the cake. Because you had
nothing else to do.
Yeah, we were fucked, man. I drove home 2.5 hours with the trailer and screaming children, hungover as fuck because of that beer.
And you didn't have any pickles around to eat.
I didn't have any pickles. Yeah, it was really rough, dude. Like 15, I'm not even joking, 15 minutes in the drive, I was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to fucking puke. This is not good. It's like, I have so far to drive. It's like, and I kept looking down at my phone, and it's like 1 hour to Fort Collins, 2.5 hours to Castle Rock. I'm like, and I'm like driving, dude, and I'm literally like feeling like just so tired, and Margaret's looking at me like, are you okay? I'm like,
I'm fine,
just trying not to throw up right now, to be honest with you. And she's like, okay, you're not gonna fall asleep though. And I was like, no, just not. And I like looked just at her, and she's talking. Like, yeah, you're kind of like, wait. I was like, yeah, no shit.
You don't say.
Thank God trucks have come such a long way, man. And the stability of them and towing stuff is like, you don't feel it anymore. So
sure.
But yeah. Anyways, man, let's change gears here a little bit.
Sure.
Get into some video game stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what we love.
I hate video games.
Yeah, terrible, dude. Absolutely terrible.
It's the worst. Yep.
First, I want to give a Diablo 4 update, Gage.
Ooh. Okay.
God, this game is like crack, man. I just can't stop. I have given up working out in the mornings to play it before work. Come home to play it in the afternoons.
Okay.
It's at dangerous levels, my friend.
That's pretty bad.
good and bad news, right? God, this game is so good, dude. It's so good. I could see it getting game of the year for sure. I don't see, there's only one game that I could really see taking its place. There's no way Hogwarts will come anywhere close to it, but Zelda, even I've heard, is good, but everyone is saying it's still not as good as Diablo 4 is, because yeah. Diablo 4 has just created itself this endless cycle of content, and I'm starting to understand it as I get deeper into the game. Like, it's just unbelievable, man, what they did with this thing. And there's only two other games, man, that I think that maybe I doubt that they'll come anywhere close, but they, you know, it could, because one of these games has a lot of hype. It's had a lot of hype for a long time. We've talked about it on the podcast 2 years ago, but or over the past 2 years, I should say, maybe a year. Starfield, though. Made by Bethesda, and a lot of professional gamers, testers, all that kind of stuff. They're saying it's literally like the Skyrim of space, which Skyrim, dude, is, right? That was like, I mean, Skyrim, dude, is
people,
like...
People are still playing that, and it's like 12 years on at this point, yeah.
Oh, it's more at 2000... When did it come out? 2011, I think? Yeah, about 12 years old. Yeah. Yeah, people are still very, very obsessively playing that game. Made by the same company. It's Bethesda. Bethesda Game Studios. And so you know that if they're saying that, it literally is like the Skyrim of space. It literally could be fucking Skyrim in space. And that just like blows my mind, you know? And
now, when is that due out?
So Starfield has an official date now of September 6th.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty quick.
We are literally less than 3 months away, man.
Sweet.
Yeah, and they've been talking about this game for quite some time now, and I'm pretty excited. I have a very good feeling it'll get pushed back, probably. It wouldn't surprise me if it got pushed back to, like, November, just because that's what video game companies do
these days. Yeah, we pretty much expect it anymore, you know?
Yeah, I don't care what they post on their website. I'll put money, I'll put you... Gage, I bet you $20, which is good enough for beer and appetizers at Twin Peaks, because, you know, that's what we do. Now, this video game will get pushed back at least a few more weeks.
We both noticed this, that video game companies at least have gotten somewhat better about being more hesitant to put a release date on things. Like, remember previously we would find something out, like a new game coming out. Yeah, it's coming out June 14th, 2025. And people are like, okay. And then, like, you know, where this, it's like, they seem to be waiting until the games are nearly finished before they put a date on it. But they still manage to fuck that up a lot of times.
Yeah, all the time. All the time, dude. So this will probably get pushed back. But I don't know. At the same time, we're within 3 months. They must be feeling pretty confident about it. But... just all the stuff that's come out about it, man. I mean, it looks really good. So, I think that there's a chance, a very small chance, that this could dethrone Diablo 4 as game of the year, but we'll see, man. Ultimately, Nintendo could.
Do you trust Bethesda to release a game that is polished enough to win something like game of the year?
That's a great question, Gage. I did 12 years ago, but not probably not today. No.
They've had some missteps for sure.
But even okay. So Diablo 4. This is another frustration that I need to get off of my chest here.
Okay, it's, let it out.
Yeah, it's an incredibly fun game, and it truly is, man. It's so fine tuned and balanced in so many ways, but it's also unbalanced in a lot of ways.
Okay. And as much as, right, me and you, Gage, are trying to get into just enjoying YouTube and videos, and not as much as we would love to make, you know, it'd be fantastic if it made us money. That's also not why we got into it, you know, 100%.
No.
We just enjoy what it is.
Yeah.
And
kind of like the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when it comes to YouTube videos, right, obviously I've been posting, trying to post or get into Diablo 4 content and stuff. And when it comes to videos, sometimes you have to do a little bit of research up front, figure out what kind of video you want to release, make sure it's going to get likes and hits, and it's interesting to you, and it provides value to the internet and all this kind of stuff. And every day, man, I go on YouTube, Diablo 4, every fucking day, man, I go on there. Developers, oh, hot fix. This dungeon was fixed because it was broken. Oh, this character was fixed because it was broken. Too many people are doing it. Oh, too many people are doing this. So we're going to fix this. And let me Gage pull it up for you. There have been so many fucking hot fixes, man. I don't think anyone can literally keep up with it. The amount of hot fixes since the day of the release, and you'd think that, right? Again, like we're talking, we expected it to be a polished game, right? Well, right. Polished game. They had plenty of betas, and there was like 5 different betas, right? And it was in the making for like 12 years. Hotfix, June 12th. Hotfix, June 2nd. Hotfix, June 2nd. Hotfix, June 4th. Hotfix. Hotfix is 4 and 5, June 4th, 2 in one fucking day. Hotfix is 6 and 7 in one day, June 8th. Hotfix 8, June 11th. Hotfix 9, June 12th. The internet's just literally flooded with hotfixes. I can't keep up with it. And and nobody can. So I'm playing this game and I'm like, you know, I'm big into like little research things and like, oh, what's the best build? Oh, what are the best dungeons to go hit? Oh, how can I level up faster? How can I do this? And every single day it's a new thing. And I'm like, okay, well, if I want to create a video for next Friday, what should I do topic on? Well, fuck, man, the topic changes every single day. I can't find a topic. It doesn't
unless you're
matter.
Sitting around cranking out a video every day.
Yeah, and so the people that do that for a living, they're the ones that can do that, and they are making money, and that's fine. But it's like, if there's...
Yeah, but the way they change things, you could, you know, make a video one day, and then it's outdated the next day.
Exactly. And so, something that people are complaining about is they're just like, okay, we understand that the developers are changing this because they're not happy because people aren't playing the game the way that they wanted it to be played. They're changing it because people found ways to break it, right?
Right, but, and that's what people do all the time.
All the time, dude. And yeah. So there's the other argument, though, of stop trying to fix our fun. Like, we're having fun with it. Nobody's complaining about it. We're just having fun with it. And then you see that we're having fun with it, and then you're like, well, that's not how we wanted you to have fun. How dare you? We're going to go fix that.
You're going to have fun our way.
Yeah. When are we going to meet the middle where it's like, stop releasing hot fixes, dude, in the first week, and the game is released. Like, just let us play it. Why don't you create these patches and then release them in the seasons, because there's going to be a new season every like 3 months. So release it in the season every 3 months, leave the base game the way that it is, fix it in those areas, because if it's anything like Diablo 3, everyone just plays seasons. Nobody plays the regular base game. Like, everyone goes to seasons. Just fix it in the seasons. Leave this fucking game the way that it is, because now you almost have like 2 different games. So why keep changing it, man? And that's a little frustrating to me. And because I'm enjoying something and doing some dungeon runs because I feel wealthy and I'm gaining progress and all this stuff. And they're just like, you're doing it too fast. We don't like that. You're having fun. Stop.
No. Slow down, asshole.
Slow down. And then they fucking nerf it and then it's done. So,
But nonetheless, though, even with that being said, man, this game is like beyond incredible. It's so, so much fun. And believe it or not, when I was playing the campaign, I was like, oh, campaign is cool. Yeah, this is fun. I guess when does the game get real and fun and all this stuff? And I came to realize, man, that after I beat the campaign and I got into the end game is like 20 times bigger than, yeah, than the campaign. Like literally 20 times bigger than the campaign. I'm just like, this is crazy, man. What video game creators literally say, well, the campaign will be like 5% of it.
Right.
It's crazy, man. So, that was video game Diablo 4 update. Did we have an intro nice. For updates?
I mean, we have like the news one.
Coming at you live from the Tech Brews Games Studio, it's the Nightly News with Gage and Robert.
And Mitch.
Bringing you today's most important stories.
Except for Mitch lost his microphone, apparently.
Let's just get him to like record really crappy audio through like his phone. Or like a really bad, like, you know, how kind of earbuds, the speakers and stuff, or the microphones aren't great. Let's just get him to record little segments like that. So then we get started. It'd be a great segment.
At least it gets him back into podcasting, you know?
Sure. It gives us something to laugh about.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, gaming news. Starfield, I already released this, but Starfield, Gage, gets released September 6th. Put it on your calendars, nice. Boys. It's going to be the Skyrim of space, the epic journey to answer humanity's greatest mysteries.
You know, September 6th is the weekend that your wife and my roommate are out of town.
We're doing, oh yeah, I'll have the kids.
Oh. Well, but, I'm going to have a good weekend.
But that doesn't mean we can't find a work around here.
Yeah.
Starfield is the first new universe in over 25 years from Bethesda Game Studios. The award-winning Seriously? Creators yep, of The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim and Fallout 4, both insanely successful games that both won Game of the Year. In this next generation role-playing game, set amongst the stars, create any character you want and explore the unparalleled freedom as you embark on an epic journey to answer humanity's greatest mysteries. I think it's kind of crazy, man, that they're not hyping this game up more. So I don't know whether that's something to be worried about or excited about, you know, because we don't know a whole lot.
Yeah, they might just, but maybe they're just being cautious about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would hope so, man.
Yeah.
If you go to the Bethesda.net/en/game/Starfield website, just to give you the full
name there.
there's a lot of content on there amongst like gameplay trailers and how you can play Starfield up to 5 days early, limited edition, like Xbox controllers, headsets, all this kind of stuff, launch day, what it's going to look like. So there's a lot of content out there, man. And it's exciting because we don't know a whole lot. And from what I can remember, man, Skyrim was kind of the same way. There wasn't a whole lot about it until it was released.
But, you know, that's in the Elder Scrolls, right? Mm-hmm. Version. So like you kind of had like you knew sort of what to expect. You knew, you know, that kind of side of it where this is a whole new game, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where just with this large of a studio that is it's owned by Microsoft, right? Like Microsoft bought Bethesda. Yep. So you'd think that there'd just be more marketing. I don't know. Like they have money to spend, dude. Microsoft is one of those companies. They have too much money. They don't know what to do with it. It's like GE. Like they're just so rich. They're like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like I'm just too rich. Like I don't, yeah. And it won't stop. Like they set up their buckets and just keeps going. So why isn't this game plastered everywhere? I don't get it.
Yeah, and I don't know either. Again, maybe they're just being cautious because this is kind of maybe that first big release under Microsoft. You know, that's because I think this game has mostly been developed under Microsoft.
Yep.
And I know, you know, obviously this game also isn't coming out for PlayStation. It is a Xbox and Windows exclusive. Yep. So, I mean, that could feed into it too. Yeah, my hope is that they're just being overly cautious about it to not disappoint people.
Right.
But it's also, you got to toe that fine line of overhyping and no, you know, no hype at all where people don't buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, because we've talked about that too, man. Overhype can sometimes be bad because you way, way overhype it and then the game fails.
Right.
For instance, we had, oh my God, why am I drawing a blank? That's how bad the game was. Oh, Callisto Protocol.
Oh, right.
Way too much hype. And then everyone kind of hated it, man. And I think it got better rating. Well, I don't know. It's kind of one of those mixed things for that game, but I don't know, whatever, long story short. You don't want to overhype it because you could overhype it. It sets the bar high. There's high expectations. And then if it doesn't do well, then people are going to give it bad reviews or vice versa.
Right.
You could just do no hype at all. Same thing when Eminem released his last two albums, right? The last album he released, zero notice. Just, whatsoever.
Hey,
zero
here's
marketing.
A new album.
Hey,
right.
Guess what? Dropped an album. Boom. One of the best albums he's ever made. Two albums ago, tried tons of marketing ploys. Everyone got way, way, way overhyped, and then everyone shit all over the album.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Keep your expectations low, and you'll never be disappointed. this is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then that brings us, though, to the next video game release. Gage.
Yes.
Would you like to discuss the next one with us?
Yes. Okay, Robert, last whatever that was on Sunday, we had a gameplay trailer for Cities Skylines 2. That's right.
Yes.
And they gave us a release date. It comes out October 24th, I think it was. And we got requirements for the game, too. And it looks really good. I mean, it's always hard to tell because it's always going to look good in a trailer. But yeah, I thought it looked really... Did you see the trailer for it?
I did, yeah. I've been following it quite a bit. I'm trying to cover Diablo 4 until this comes out, because then when this comes out, man, there's a chance that I may kind of drop Diablo 4 to the wayside a little bit. And
yeah, and this would be a good shift away from Diablo because it's a totally different game.
Way,
you know?
Different. Yeah.
Which, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, this one I'm actually really tempted to pre-order like right now. They've got the it was on their website earlier. They already have a DLC lined up for like November or something that I think you get with the ultimate edition or whatever.
Yep.
And so they're already like rolling on that kind of stuff, which is really cool, actually. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how DLCs suck, but I like to see that, you know, they're going to keep supporting it. We saw how long they supported the current City Skylines 4,
right?
Compared to like SimCity, where they released it, it was a big fucking turd. They released one DLC and they're just sort of like, forget it, you know? And it was funny making that YouTube video. I actually re-downloaded SimCity, and like, even like when I typed out the script and recorded it, I was like, I barely played it at all. And then like, I looked, I'm like, I played SimCity for almost 100 hours. I hated this game.
Oh, SimCity, dude. SimCity 4. I put
SimCity 4, I could, and 3000, I could play the crap out of. The SimCity in 2013
was, yeah, it was rough.
I played it a little bit and I could see myself getting back into it, but mm-hmm. I think I'd be tired of it after a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and so, yeah, and SimCity 4, man, I played the crap out of. It just, unfortunately, that game was also so broken in some, with the DLCs and some of them that they released. It was like almost unplayable, and they never like went back and fixed it, which is really disappointing because they just kind of moved on. But
I remember playing SimCity 4 and thinking, compared to SimCity 3000 and 2000, that it was a lot more difficult. That like,
I mean, you could do it,
but like, it wasn't like, hey, get some people living there, you'll be okay. It was like, I'm broke. Oh, I'm bankrupt. You know, like, and stuff like that. Or
I'm broke. I'm bankrupt. The city smells. There's pollution blowing into the homes. There's like zombie and infestation. Yeah.
We made that jump then to the new SimCity in 2013. Yeah. And it was almost too easy. Like, once you had like a couple hundred people, it was sort of like, hey, I'm making money. And then you specialized, and then you were just like rolling in the money. You know, you didn't have to place power lines, you didn't have to place water pipes, it was all along the roads, which is nice, but it kind of takes part of the game away, you know. Right. And that's kind of why I didn't like SimCity. And then when City Skylines came out, it was like, that's the game we wanted. Yeah. I've always wanted a multiplayer in City Skylines where, like, you and I have neighboring cities. We don't have to play at the same time. We could check out what we're doing. We can make, you know, we're exchanging goods, whatever that looks like, which is one thing I liked with SimCity when that came out.
Yeah, and this is one thing, man, I really, really hope they put in City Skylines 2, and I'm glad you brought this up, because this was something that people have been trying their hardest to develop on City Skylines. The original one is a mod for multiplayer. And the way that it worked was because you can't build cities next to each other in like modules, unless like me and you set it up that way and purposely developed that way. But it was that we were building the same city side by side together. And it was good. It was kind of limited. Like, one person was kind of the captain while the other person just kind of like mitigated issues almost.
Yeah.
You know, the assistant. And it just it didn't work that well. And if you could just literally, like, all we need is, like, I mean, I, no joke, man, if we could build, so you know how in City Skylines you could purchase up to whatever it was like 27 tiles.
It's 25, I think.
25.
Originally it was like 12, and then you could mod it to 25, but now you can do 25, I think, is the one with, when you're in like sandbox mode or whatever, it's like one of the mods that are built in.
Well, in reality, though, too, if you, whatever, right? Yeah. So you understand. So the concept would be, though, that if I could buy a server that both me and you could play on and develop one city together at all times, and we would just like create the heart of the city, and we would both just kind of go out in our separate directions and kind of like merge our cities together or something, man. I would pay $10 a month for a server to be able to build a city with my friends. And let's say like me, you, Mitch, whoever else, dude, that we invite could come into the city and help build it and all this stuff, or build separate sections around this massive, massive map. I would indefinitely pay $10 a month just to be able to play with my friends in that sense. Yeah. And I hope that they do something like this in City Skylines 2. But like you were saying, though, right? So you have the base game, you have the, if you buy the Ultimate Edition, oh, and this is another nice thing. Diablo 4 was like a $70 or $80 video game.
Yeah.
City Skylines 2, $50.
Not bad.
That's awesome. That's great, dude. And looking at the gameplay, and I watched a video from City Planner Plays, where he kind of goes, he dives into the details of it. He's like, you know, he goes over and he's like, this game looks phenomenal, dude. It's like City Skylines 1, but they have updated it with all of the latest graphics, the latest, you know, whatever, ray tracing and blah, 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 blah. And then they've taken the community's like top 100 mods and just included it into the base game now. And on top of that, you're going to get like newer content, newer buildings, newer updates, newer ways that the city's kind of affected. And this, the things that I love about City Skylines, man, is just like how expansive this video game is. It can be as easy or as hard as you want it to be. You know?
Yeah. And it's always been, I found it to be kind of an easier start. Like, it's not that hard to make money. You know, just set your taxes a little higher, build some stuff. Don't worry about schools. Don't worry about any of that crap. Start making money, build that money, and then expand. Like, you know, but then you can really get into the details is what I really like about the game.
Yeah, if you're feeling that you want to just literally grind away, dude, at making an incredibly realistic city, you can. If you just want to make a city that whatever looks like shit, but it makes a crazy amount of money,
yeah,
you could do that, too, if you want to.
Where you dump all your sewage into a giant hole in the middle of the city and have a big poop lake. Like, I love that side of it. And that's kind of like why I like Roller Coaster Tycoons and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can take it seriously or you can have a good time with it. And, you know, you can start earthquakes, you can do whatever the hell you want with it, and obviously you could do that with SimCity too, but there is that fun side of it too where it's not all serious.
Yeah. No, exactly. And so I, at least personally, Gage, I think City Skylines 2 is probably a game that I think I'll be pre-purchasing the Ultimate Edition. The Ultimate Edition comes with the expansion pass, which gives you additional bridges and ports, the San Francisco set, which I don't know what that even includes, and then a bunch of beach property homes.
Sweet.
Which beach properties, man, is something that everyone like could, not even like modders could really figure it out unless you were building separate assets, which was like a giant pain in the ass.
Right.
I'm assuming that these are just growable homes, that if it's a residential house built on the beach side, it's
going to... You get beach homes.
You get beach homes. That's it.
That's cool. Yeah.
So I personally will probably be pre-purchasing, the Ultimate Edition here, and we'll probably even do a giveaway for it because this is going to be a big game for us. Me and you will probably both be covering quite a bit of this.
This will be a good one for sure, and it's kind of coming out at a good time of the year when we start slowing down, or I start slowing down, I don't know about you, to where I'll probably be able to put some time into it.
Yeah. So how many hours did you put into the first City Skylines?
100 and... I don't have Steam up, but 180 or something like that.
Okay. I have 143 hours into City Skylines, in which I probably could have done way more. And watching all these videos makes you want to go back and play it for sure. But I'm way too deep into Diablo 4 right now.
Well, and then just save it up for this one when it comes out, you know?
Yeah, because I'll splurge hard. And then the other game that's a lot like this, I don't know if you ever went back and played it, Gage, but the other game that's a lot like City Skylines in a way, except for its, I don't know, historic times, is Farthest Frontier.
Oh, yeah, no, I never did.
Yeah, I talked about this game a lot for a while on the podcast here. I've dumped apparently 115 hours into that game.
Jeez.
I swear, I doesn't feel like I dumped that many hours into it. fucking video games, man.
Dude, it is funny. Like, all of a sudden you look, you're like, wait, really?
What? I didn't. There's no way. I don't believe that. I guess shit. No, I did. I really did. Yeah, and there's a couple of like, we'll talk about more city builders because I think ultimately, right, Gage, correct me if I'm wrong here, but city builders, man, is kind of the genre that I think both me and you probably play the most of.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Whether it's city builders or whether it's, I mean, Age of Empires is almost a kind of a city builder.
Yeah, kind of. So city builders and like tycoons and that kind of stuff, they're more laid back. Like, it's a different style of game, right? Like, you can just sit there, drink beers and not be stressed out about it. I mean, there's stresses like, you know, oh, God damn it, I don't have enough power. I don't have enough water, that kind of stuff. But like, I can hit pause.
Yeah.
And think about it for a second. It's not like... And I think that's part of the reason why I like it is it's really fun to play after like a day at work and you just come home and just like, haha, I'm building a city of my dreams.
Yeah.
Or nightmares.
Or nightmares. One or the other.
Yeah, and that's where I don't, are you, and I know you're into, yeah, City Builders, Tycoons, all that kind of stuff, and you were into Roller Coaster Tycoon, right?
Yeah, I love Roller Coaster Tycoon. I still play Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, but I do the open RCT 2 all the time because it's phenomenal.
Okay, okay. So then did you ever play Planet Coaster?
I did. I never... For some reason, I had a hard time kind of getting into it. I think I put probably 20 hours into it or whatever, but I never got into it like I did with Roller Coaster Tycoon.
My problem with Planet Coaster was that I was hoping for like Sim Theme Park, but what we got was more like City Skylines on... Tycoon theme park kind of style play. And I was watching like YouTube videos, dude, of people building these like immaculate fucking beautiful theme parks. And I just like instantly was like overwhelmed looking at the panel of details of stuff.
Right.
And I like, I couldn't have fun because I was almost just like, my theme park looks like fucking shit. I'm having problems. It doesn't look good. I fucking hate this. I don't like
it. Yeah, it was too much. And it, like you said, it can look really good. But I think with building, there's a lot of stuff you have to build yourself. You can't rely on the pre-made buildings and stuff. Yep. And I was not ever good at that part of it. And I didn't really want to learn it. I wanted to just plop a roller coaster down, charge a price, start making money and keep my park clean. You know?
Yeah.
It's really all I wanted to do. Yeah.
Well, and so, Gage, I might have a game for you then, sir.
Okay.
Do you have Steam open by any chance?
Not the app. I'm on the website.
Okay. So, feel free to go ahead and look up. It's called Park Beyond. From what it looks like, the ratings are coming out maybe a little it popped stiff up. Here. It was just right got released here? Today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably why it parked up so quick. And I was thinking about buying it. It looks a lot like Planet Coaster in a sense. But it looks a little more simplistic when you look at some of just the UIs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
a little more silly too. You know, not so, I don't know how to put this. Yeah, I guess it looks pretty similar.
It just doesn't look like overly complicated.
Yeah, not too overly realistic either, you know?
No, it's very, very cartoonish and everything. So might be worth checking out. Kind of waiting to see how the reviews kind of roll in on this one. So far, they're mostly positive on Steam. I'm assuming, obviously, this isn't exactly like the publisher is Bandai Namco, but then developer is Limbic Entertainment, which apparently same company that made like Tropico and which they're a decent size, I think, if I'm reading this correctly. Is that right? No.
What?
Did they make Tropico?
Yeah. They're under here for the developers, yeah.
Yeah, it was the people that made Tropico. So I have some faith in them because Tropico was a really fun game. A lot of people love Tropico, man. Tropico was a really good game. Another good city builder if you're into it. It's difficult for sure. So it might be worth checking out or just kind of see how their reviews go. So far, man, it's a lot of, for the most part, pretty positives. But some of the negative reviews, though, man, it's like one guy, there's no way to rebind your keys.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
That's why you gave the game a thumbs down, bro. Okay, so it means it's super playable and it could easily be a lot of fun, but you're pissed at one little feature.
About one thing.
Yeah, this guy said, another guy said that there are a lot of bugs. Played the beta, it was fairly buggy free, but there's so many bugs and glitches in the final version. Don't recommend it right now.
So maybe give it a month and then check it back out again.
Yep, give it a month, check it back out. So might be worth it. Don't know.
Nice.
You got anything else, buddy?
Last thing I had was just really quick related to Cities Skylines 2. That system requirements, they got a minimum and a recommended. The recommended is, to be honest with you, a little bit beefier than I was expecting. For a processor, they got Intel i7-9700K or an AMD Ryzen 5600X, 16 gigs of RAM, and an RTX 2080 Ti.
Wait, what?
That's their recommended specs.
A 2080 Ti already?
And a 9700K. I roll an 8700K and a 2070 Super, and I'm like, oh, man.
You're not even meeting the recommended.
I know. It's so sad. You build that computer, and like you're like, I can play anything. And then 6 years later, you're like, I can't even play Cities Skylines. So I was a little surprised by that, but, dude. You know.
Yeah,
it's not gonna stop me from getting it.
It is, but it isn't, though. Because you gotta break it down to its core value, man. We're talking about like City Skylines. It's making your computer render like umbrellas in people's backyards. Fucking right. Weber grills, you know?
Yeah. And I'm also not necessarily worried about FPS, you know, how many frames I'm getting playing a game like City Skylines. I don't want to be dropping down to like 15 or something like that, but like I don't really give a rat's ass if I'm only getting 30 frames per second.
Not a city builder, man. That's not that big of a deal.
Right. Yeah. And like I have big cities in City Skylines, the original, with like 350,000 people in it, and it bogs down bad sometimes.
Yeah.
So just part of it.
Yeah. Well, and that's where, man, I don't even me in this computer, I don't know if you remember just the ridiculousness of this computer that I built.
Right.
Ryzen 9 7900X 12 core processor. Still have my 3060 Ti RTX, which constantly I'm thinking about upgrading to a 40 series. I'm kind of waiting for the 50 series to come out and then see if I can snag a 40 for cheap. Just because the 40 series was that much better than a 30. It'd probably be worth the bump for like $100 if I could get it. But, and then let's not forget the ridiculous amount of RAM that I'm sitting on, Gage. 64 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
Beyond unnecessary. Yeah. I think I'll be okay for at least the next month, but we'll see. I don't know. Who knows what video game will come out with? Who will come out with a video game next month that's just going to tear my computer apart and
right,
and then render me useless. should be a great fucking time. So, do you got anything else, dude?
Nah, man, that's it.
All right, well, I'm gonna go onto Steam and probably pre-order City Skylines too. So
nice.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We appreciate it. Be sure to go check out our YouTube channel. We're posting a lot of stuff, or you can even check us out on our social media account because I've finally figured out how to be a little more effective with it. We're on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. So otherwise, we will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Later.